The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. In its biggest deal yet, Spotify announced that it has bought podcast hosting company Megaphone. The Verge suggests that the purchase price was $235 million. Spotify says that its streaming ad insertion technology will be made available to all Megaphone publishers, and a note sent to current Megaphone clients explicitly highlights that they will continue to support all podcast platforms. We have analysis coming up. In a timely post, Laura Mayer writes about her experiences in podcast consolidation, including poor treatment from management. She doesn't mention companies by name in the post, but her LinkedIn shows that she worked for Megaphone for 2 years, then switched to competitor Midroll. We hope that Spotify will treat its new Megaphone staff a little better. Stitcher's Midroll has published research into podcast ads. Podcast ads perform, host read ads outperform is the headline, and it shows that host reads appear to be up to twice as effective as normal spot ads. The company worked with Signal Hill Insights. Triton Digital has published their Australian podcast ranker for October. There's no change in the top three. It's an incomplete ranker. It lists participating publishers only and not the country's largest podcaster, the ABC. Total publisher downloads were up 1.4%, but October actually has 3% more days than September, so in reality, daily podcast downloads have fallen for the first time this year. Veritone has posted record revenue for quarter 3, 2020. The company owns audio ad agency Veritone One. Bitcast, a podcast clipping and sharing app, has partnered with Podcast Notes, who their press release calls the leading publisher in the podcast space. And Highway 61 is a new podcast network based in London. They're looking for producers to collaborate with them in developing narrative podcast series. Oh, and one more thing, Apple launched new computers with some of their own chips in them. Big Sur, the company's latest version of Mac OS, will be available to download tomorrow. And we're told Hindenburg Journalist Pro is fully compatible, but be careful if you use a different audio editor. Last time around, it took Audacity 6 months to work correctly on Catalina. And in podcast news, a podcast has produced its own conference. GovComs, the future of government communication, is producing the GovComs Festival, a 24-hour-long festival with 160 speakers from 15 countries, examining how governments around the world can improve their communication with citizens and stakeholders. And Thin Black Line looks at the 1993 death in police custody of Daniel Yock, an Australian Indigenous man, which sparked decades of anger against the Queensland Police. It's presented by Walkley award-winning investigative journalist Alan Clark and is released during NAIDOC Week. Pod News is produced on the ancestral homelands of the Jagera and Turrbal people. Now, more details of the Megaphone purchase by Spotify. Megaphone has 5,500 shows, but we understand that only about 40% are opted in to sell ads through the platform. More than that, we've seen documents suggesting that Megaphone is currently only selling 10% of their available ad inventory. With Spotify's ad sales, that's expected to rise to 70%, and Megaphone also brings more inventory for Spotify to go out and sell. Megaphone's brand will continue, although for advertisers, the Megaphone targeted marketplace will be rebranded, quote, as soon as we evolve the proposition. And they're bound to lose some clients from it. Competitor iHeartMedia currently uses Megaphone for its 489 shows, but given it bought Voxnest at the end of last month, it's probably not going to use them for long. Well, Spotify's purchase of Anchor gave them a podcast host for the grassroots of podcasting, but Anchor hasn't really been used by larger companies. Even Spotify themselves haven't been using it, preferring to host their Spotify originals on Megaphone. Streaming ad insertion sounds exciting, but actually it's not particularly. It only works within the Spotify player, and only about 10% of podcasts are consumed that way. So while it's important to Megaphone publishers who'll gain significantly from the acquisition, it's a small percentage of total podcast revenue. But with Megaphone, Spotify can now begin to profit from their podcast investments, both within the Spotify app, but also across other podcasting platforms for the first time. Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Spotify can now sell ads and benefit from the wider podcasting ecosystem. So far from making podcasting more closed, this seems to be an investment by Spotify into the open podcast infrastructure. RSS feeds, free shows, and all that. So if you thought Spotify was a big part of podcasting yesterday, it's become an awful lot bigger today. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.